Surrey County Council are asking for your opinion before they make a decision on whether to renew that contract for 2021 to 2025. Tim Oliver is the leader of the council and joins us now. Good morning to you. So is this the first public consultation over Ride London?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and so in terms of the event itself, it's a massive thing for Surrey, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, I think as Boris Johnson pointed out there, I mean, it gives people the opportunity to see just how beautiful the county is. I mean, it's an amazing showcase for the county. But you know, as your interview suggests, I mean, there are very strong views on both sides as to whether this is an event that should be run on an annual basis.
And like you say, there are strong views. And if it comes back that the public say, actually, we don't want this anymore, we don't want this, the disruption is too much, will you abide by the public consultation's decision?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the whole purpose of doing the consultation, is to genuinely hear people's views. I think we've had over 4,000 responses so far online, and would encourage as many people as possible, to give their views. I mean, we'll have a statistically representative sample. But yes, I mean, the whole point of going out to consultation is to get those views and to abide by them.
So talk us through what you want to find out then from the people of Surrey. What do you want to know?
Well, I think it's you know, I understand. I mean, I've ridden the event myself 3 times. You know, it is a fantastic day for the riders, but equally, it's very restrictive for parts of the county. Some people are effectively locked in for the whole day. So what we want to understand is, you know, what people feel is the right balance. You know, are they prepared to suffer that inconvenience for a day or so, because there's a broader benefit. Also, I mean, it's from Surrey County Council's perspective, we have a big program of health and well-being, and cycling and walking contribute to that. So, but we really want to hear what people think.
But would you be disappointed? Like you say, you've ridden it yourself 3 times. Would you be disappointed if it came back that actually Surrey doesn't want it?
I think this is a decision for the residents. This is their county. You know, there have been 250,000 riders over the years. You know, a proportion of those are Surrey residents, of course, but a large proportion aren't. So this is absolutely now for the time for the residents to decide.
And what's your own view, Tim? Do you think it should continue for another 5 years?
Probably shouldn't express a view. I think I can understand the argument that, you know, we've hosted this now for 7 or 8 years, and it is an Olympic legacy event. Has it run its course? I absolutely think that is what residents, that is the question we're asking them, and that is that is what we want to hear.
You say it may have run its course. What about changing the course? That's some of the options people have been saying, so that the same businesses aren't affected each time. How easy would that be?
There are some small changes that can be made, but it's quite difficult actually to coming out of London and back into London. There aren't that many variations. There's some tweaks that could happen, but it wouldn't substantially change the route.
Thanks ever so much for talking to us this morning. Tim Oliver there, leader of the council.